This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Voice of Biotechnica. I'm your host, Dr. Tanushree. And today, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about self-medication. Yes, self-medication, a topic which has raised concerns not only in India, but all over the world. Many of us are in the habit of taking medicines on our own or on advice of any family member, friends, or neighbors without consulting a doctor to treat self-diagnosed conditions or to self-care of our health. Even suggestions from an advertisement in social media, television, or newspapers are some common sources of self-medication. According to the World Health Organization, self-medication has been defined as treatment of self-diagnosed disorders or symptoms by use of medicines, either intermittent or continued, prescribed by physicians for chronic or recurring disease. It's good to take care of oneself, but is it safe to self-medicate? Answer is no. Self-medication is far from being a completely safe practice. Potential risks of self-medication practices include incorrect self-diagnosis, delays in seeking medical advice when needed, infrequent but severe adverse reactions, dangerous drug interactions, incorrect manner of administration, incorrect dosage, just to name a few. If self-medication practice is not safe, then question arises, why people do self-medication? The main reasons for the people to follow self-medication are several benefits that are associated with self-medication, such as active role of the patient in his or her own healthcare, reduced traveling time or consultation time with doctor, and cost of treatment. Even in this COVID pandemic situation, when there is unavailability of COVID emergency treatment across the country due to a surge in cases, the issue of self-medication has become a talking point. Popping antivirals, steroids, antibiotics, besides injecting antivirals like remdesivir, and drugs such as tocilizumab without consulting a doctor has led to the severity in COVID-19. According to the health experts, 80% of people who test positive for COVID-19 may not require any medication. Only 10 to 15% of patients require medication besides close monitoring of the oxygen saturation level. Consumption of drugs or steroids by people without the supervision of a doctor have made them vulnerable to COVID-associated mucormycosis, loosely described as black fungal infection. So what is black fungus or black fungal infection? Mucormycosis, commonly referred to as black fungus, is a rare type of fungal infection that occurs through exposure to fungi called mucormycetes. These fungi commonly occur in the environment, particularly in leaves, soil, air, compost, and animal dung. There are different types of mucormycosis, including rhinocerebral, that is sinus and brain, pulmonary, that is lung, gastrointestinal, and cutaneous, that is skin mucormycosis. Mucormycetes can enter the body through breathing, in healing and exposed wounds in the skin and affects sinuses, brain and lungs. Now, how do people know they are infected? People with pulmonary mucormycosis show respiratory-related symptoms such as cough, fever, headache, chest pain, nasal or sinus congestion and pain, and shortness of breath. Skin-related symptoms, which can occur in and spread to any part of the body, include blackened skin, tissue redness, swelling, tenderness, blisters, and ulcers. It is especially life-threatening in people suffering from diabetes, cancer, and HIV or AIDS. So why do we need to worry? In India, many people who recovered from COVID-19 died from mucormycosis. Or COVID-19 survivors who developed mucormycosis in the eye lost their eyesight. The scenario is that several states like Rajasthan declared a mucormycosis epidemic. Black fungal infections have raised several questions, like, are there any reports of black fungus before this corona pandemic? Or is it the people suffering from COVID at high risk with black fungus infections? Well, according to doctors, they have been giving steroids to a lot of patients for treating various diseases. But mucormycosis had not been that common all these years. Prior to the COVID pandemic, at least 38 countries around the world had reported cases of mucormycosis. According to leading international fungal education, India and Pakistan had the highest rates with around 140 cases per million annually. The number of cases of mucormycosis before the COVID-19 pandemic and first wave of it was relatively low. Since the start of second wave of COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a dramatic increase, with hospitals and doctors overwhelmed by growing number of cases. There is evidence that two widely prescribed steroids, dexamethasone and methylprednisolone, are used for COVID patients in India to reduce the inflammation caused by body's immune response and are being taken by people without medical supervision. These steroids have seriously harmful consequences, such as an increased risk of developing mucormycosis. Some scientists believe that severe COVID-19 could potentially weaken the body's immune response. The virus, as part of its replication cycle, suppresses the immune system. So, the immune system cannot clear other bacteria or fungi, preventing the body from effectively protecting against infection. As a result, individuals recovering from COVID-19 are at risk for mucormycosis. Also, sudden surge points to factors such as hygiene. In this COVID pandemic situation, there is a high demand for ICU admissions, giving little time gap for replacing one patient with another. That is, beds are not properly sterilized and are not kept vacant for some time before allowing in the next patient. Once fungal infection appears in an ICU, it cannot be easily removed. Oxygen support for people with severe COVID-19 can cause drying of the nasal cavity and further increase the risk of infection. So, is there any treatment? Mucormycosis is not contagious, and most people who come in contact with the fungi do not develop an infection. Doctors can treat the infection by administering antifungal medication or performing surgery to remove the affected area. If left untreated, mucormycosis can be fatal, with a mortality rate of 54%. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that is CDC. Right now, it is difficult to determine the best course of action to simultaneously address both epidemics. According to public health experts, a lot more investigations needed to be done to understand the spurt in black fungus cases. There are several questions that need to be answered. Like, can patients be treated with COVID-19 treatment drugs and antifungal at the same time? Is there a way to lower the COVID-19 treatment dose and still be effective while not suppressing the immune system enough to allow the fungus in? The combined risks of COVID-19 and mucormycosis raise challenging issues and require careful coordination of patient care and treatment. So, it can be concluded that although the steroids are life-saving, these must be used at the right time and in the right dose for the right patient and right duration. This is for now. Stay at home, be safe and healthy, and most importantly, never do self-medication. See you in next episode. Till then, stay tuned.